the Bible study I do, we've been studying the Old Testament survey. And you start out in Genesis, just they started out good and they got separated from God. But God decided he had a plan for bringing forth a nation. And in Exodus, they become a nation, a huge nation. And they come out of Egypt, but they don't know anything about God, and they're afraid of him. And the only communication they have with God is when he comes down on the mountain, and it scares them. And so he says, they say, okay, Moses, you go on, and you get in touch with God, and we'll do what you say. But then God has them build a tabernacle. And he says, I want to be in your midst. And in this study, as you go on through Leviticus and Numbers, God begins to dwell in their midst on the mercy seat. Remember the cloud that hovered all day and the fire by night that hovered over the mercy seat. And when it was time for the camp to move, the cloud or the fire would lift up and they would follow that. Now imagine that. And that was the presence of the Lord. But it's interesting that in Deuteronomy, after they've wandered in the wilderness for 40 years before because of their rebellion, and they're finally getting ready to go into the Canaan, he's re-instructing this new generation that's ready to go in and possess the promises. And when they get there, one of the first things he says to them, and this is quite interesting, after giving them all those laws, I mean Leviticus and Exodus, there's full of laws and requirements, sacrificing laws and moral laws, and they get ready to go in, and they come to the place, and Moses says this. Now, this is the instruction, the laws and the precepts which the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you might do them in the land of which you go to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son and your son's son, and keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be watchful to do them, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase exceedingly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you in the land flowing with milk and honey. Now hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Now this is what he says your requirement is, after all that stuff that they have been hearing. And this is the first time that he mentions this. God says, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your mind and heart and with your entire being and with all your might. You know what God knew? He knew simply having the law would not keep you. But when you fall in love with God, you develop a love walk that enables you to do what's right because you want to do what's right because you're in love with him. So he commanded them, I just want you to love me. That's your first commandment. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And that's what did Jesus say? What was the first commandment? Jesus said the greatest commandment was this, to love the Lord your God, how? With all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. That's it. And isn't that awesome? Let's stand up and praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. But also, when you think about it, he's also telling us we've got to be prepared. Amen.
Time to start reading the signs that tells of the returning sun. Prepare the way, prepare the way, prepare the way for the coming of the sun. And not be blown by the wind.
Hallelujah.
I'm holding on to what's written on my heart, longing and looking for Him. Oh,
prepare the way, prepare the way.
Desert, God's highway. Lift up the valley, make the mountain.
the glory of the Lord will be revealed. Oh,
hold fast. Keep believing. Don't quit. Pastor said what? Keep casting your bread upon the waters. Why? Just keep casting. That's all our part to do in it. Just keep casting. Just keep believing and just keep standing. And we praise you, Father God, for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
My God is mighty to save. He is mighty. my God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Savior,
Savior, he can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship and we praise you. Just lift your hands and praise him. Hallelujah. And magnify his name. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, as we love you with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, Father God. And what a wonderful Savior you are. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father God. Our prayer, Lord, is to let this light shine through us. If we're going to shine our lights, let us be your lights. Amen.
Empty hands held high, such small sacrifice, if not joined with my life, I sing in vain tonight. May the words I say and things I do,
come on,
make my life song sing, bring a smile to you. Make my life song sing. My life song sing to you. I want to shine your day to the end of this day. Know that my heart was true. Let my life song sing to you. Lord, I give my life a living sacrifice to reach a world in need.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah.
To be your hands and feet. So may the words I say and things I do make my life song sing, bring a smile to you. My life song sing to you. Let my life song sing to you. I want to sign your name to the end of this day. Know that my heart was true. Let my life song sing.
to the end of this day, knowing that my heart was true. Let my life song sing. Let my life song sing to you. Let my life.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise you so much. And I pray, Lord, that all of our days will be spent, Father God, knowing that we're pleasing you and not everybody else, because we can't please man, Father God, that you see our hearts. You know the intentions of our heart, Father, to love you with our heart and our soul and our mind and our strength. Hallelujah, that we honor you, Father God, in everything that we do, in our music, in our worship, in our praise, in our talk, in our walk. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We're going to take up the offering, and we're going to continue worshiping him now. But we want to take up our offering, and I just thank God that he supplies. You know, and I just, I know in our Sunday morning services, the offering is here, and everybody just brings it up. But on Sunday nights, we take a minute, we take up the offering. And I just want to say that, you know, wherever anybody is that's listening, that there's a place, the way that you can give if you want to bless and you feel led of the Lord to give to what God's doing here. Father God, I thank you that we lift up your name tonight and we honor you because that's what we want to do, Lord. That you bless the people because they give. And you bless them where they need to be blessed, Father God. Some of them need healing. Some of them need finances. Some of them need their children saved. I thank you, Father God, that you said you were blessed when we are faithful to give. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
What a friend I found, closer than a brother. I have faith.
my soul. Hallelujah. I have a friend who watches over me. When the breeze turns into the gale, I know the master. I know the master of the waves. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the waves.
All right now. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the sky. Among the peaks my soul can be found. But unexpected storms may drive me from my height. It can bring me low, but it can never, come on, bring me down. For I know the master.
I know the master of the way.
Tonight that you do know the master of the wind. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise and worship team. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We dismiss.